Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's growing in your backyard? Probably weeds along with a lot of things you'd like to grow. But I want to talk about two vegetables. One a little more common than the other, but we're not talking about corn and green beans. I want to talk about kohlrabi, which I find more and more people are familiar with, and bok choy, which is not so familiar to many people. Both of these are available at the farmers markets. I've seen them both at Produce in the Park. And so it's a good way, you know, you can buy one kohlrabi. You don't have to buy a whole bunch. You can try it out in small samples and see what you'd like. Well, they are both bok choy and kohlrabi are members of the cabbage family or a cruciferous vegetable. And of course, there are many in that family. Think about the cabbage, but also kale, broccoli, cauliflower, mustard greens, Brussels sprouts. All of those are in the cruciferous family. I like to say that. So kohlrabi, let's start with that. Many people think it looks like a spaceship. You know, back in the 60s, whatever, they had these spaceship drawings. And it is a bulb with these little stems coming out of the side, and of course there are greens at the top. And it's mostly all edible. If you would like to eat all of it, you know, you can cook the greens separately, eat the bulbs separately. But what does it taste like? Well, some people say it's sweet but peppery. Some people say it's like kind of like a radish, but not nearly as strong as a radish. It's a little sweeter, softer kind of flavor. Usually the stem or if the stems on the outside are a light green, but it could be white or it could be bright purple. And the inside is a creamy white. As I said, you can use the whole plant. Many people just use the bulb and cut off those little stems that come out the sides of it. If it's young and fresh, you can eat the skin. If it's a little older or a little bit bigger and the skin seems a little rubbery, then of course you can just peel that off. So when you're picking out a kohlrabi, you want one that's firm and solid, not squishy. And they will keep in the crisper drawer for a week or more. As I mentioned, if the skin feels rubbery, just go ahead and peel it off with a vegetable peeler. Otherwise, just eat the whole thing. And many people love it raw, just like you would eat a radish. But as I say, not that some people say, I don't like radishes. And I think it's that sharp flavor that radishes have. So this is doesn't have that sharp flavor. But I was just visiting with somebody yesterday who said, oh, I love kohlrabi. And I said, well, how do you eat it? Oh, I just slice it up and eat it. So what could be faster preparation than that? Just wash it off, rinse it under running water, trim off the little stems, although you could eat those too, and sliced up in slices or chunks, and there you go. Just eat it that way. I'm guessing, although nobody has told me this, but I know people like radish sandwiches, you know, bread, butter, and slices of radishes. So maybe some people would like a kohlrabi sandwich too. But if you don't want it by itself, of course, you can chop it up and put it in a salad. You can also cut it into, like, shred it or matchstick size pieces and add it to others. There is a recipe I've used that has the combination of kohlrabi and apples. So it's like kind of like a cabbage salad with apples in it. And it's a good balance of those sweet apples with a little bit of that crispy taste of the kohlrabi, but really easy to do. And of course, both kohlrabi and bok choy can be roasted, grilled, stir-fried. Yeah, and any of those preparations will work for both of these. So if you haven't tried a kohlrabi, try one. And if you have kids or grandkids who don't like vegetables, well, maybe they'd like to try this because it looks fun to start with. And remember, you can eat the green part as well as the bulb if you would like to. Well, what about bok choy? First of all, have you seen how it's spelled? Well, B-O-K, that's the usual way. And choy, though, might be C-H-O-Y or choi. Either of those are the same vegetable. It's not so familiar in the United States, although it's getting more so, but it has been used for years in more Asian cooking. Bok choy, which is called Chinese cabbage, has been enjoyed in China and other parts of Asia for 1,500 years. And as we said, it's part of the United States culture, North America culture, for over 100 years. So again, bok choy is a member of the cruciferous family, and it is often referred to as a white cabbage, but it's not in a head. It's more separate leaves, although it's probably in shape closer to like a celery. The stalks come from the bottom and there's some green at the top. And again, with bok choy, you can eat the whole thing, the stems, the leaves, everything, and usually they're just all prepared together. The stems might be different color. Usually they're a creamy white, but some of the specialty kinds might be yellow stemmed and even purple stemmed. I think most of what you'll see in our area is the yellow-white ones. So, what does it taste like? Well, it has a little bit of that cabbage flavor, but again, perhaps a little milder. And it has a very tender texture. So you can do lots of things with it, as we mentioned. But I did want to mention when we were talking about it being available in the United States, Florida, California, Hawaii, and New Jersey are key states in the commercial production of both headed and non-headed Chinese cabbage, and the bok choy is the non-headed. About 4,500 acres of these Chinese vegetables are grown in Florida each year. And when you think of fields that we have here, 4,500 acres doesn't sound like a lot. But think about this is a pretty close rows, and that would be a lot of bok choy. And when evaluating the marketplace, bok choy is typically included among the other oriental vegetables. So if you go to a market where the oriental vegetables are kind of divided out in a different showplace, that's where you'll find the bok choy. But as I mentioned, you don't have to go to a specialty grocery store. Specialty area, just check it out at your local farmer's market. So, what do you look for if you're going to buy bok choy and give it a try? You know, this is sort of an adventure in eating, is trying something. And you're not out there very far on your taste buds, because remember, it's a pretty mild flavored kind of food. But look for something that has firm, bright green colored leaves and moist, hardy stems. And it's best if kept in a cool environment, because warm temperatures will cause it to wilt and negatively affect its flavor. So if you find it at the market, you want to get it home and put it in the refrigerator. The leaves should look fresh, be unwilted, and free from signs of browning, yellowing, and small holes. Those small holes, though, however, won't hurt you. So if that's if that's what's available, go for it. Bok choy is usually available throughout the year in our markets, in our supermarkets. But, of course, right now and earlier in the year, more toward just as other kind of green things growing earlier. But it's still okay right now. They're still growing. If you buy bok choy and you need to store it for a while, place it in a plastic storage bag, removing as much of the air from the bag as possible. And keep it cold. Not only will it, you'll like the texture better, but it helps keep the vitamin C content and keeps the flavor better. So, of course, you want to keep it cold until you're ready to use it. Now, just like the kohlrabi we mentioned, it has various ways to use it. You can use it raw if you'd like. I think most people do cook it a bit. And the way that of choice for most people is to stir fry it. You can chop the leaf portions into 1/8-inch slices and the stems into 1/2-inch length pieces for quick and even cooking. And it won't take very long to cook. This is another one that's pretty easy preparation. But the healthy saute way doesn't even take oil. Use chicken broth or vegetable broth or water and your stainless steel or your skillet that's nonstick. Add about a few tablespoons, 5 tablespoons of the liquid and get it heating. And once it's starting to bubble, you know, getting pretty hot, then you add the stems on the bottom and the greens on top, put a lid on it and cook it for about 3 minutes. It'll be done. So I challenge you to try kohlrabi, bok choy, add some new taste adventures to your life. You know, if you don't like it, okay, you can say, I've tried it, and that's that. But you may find something new added to your meal. Until next time, here's a thought. Food is the most primitive form of comfort.